This is KVNF's regional newscast for Monday, April 12th. I'm Gavin Dahl. The nonprofit Colorado Media Project hosted a webinar last week called The News About the News to review new research from the University of Denver and Harkin. KVNF's Kate Redman shares a recap.
Melissa Davis hosted the online event, which was attended by nearly 100 Colorado journalists and community members. The webinar presented research on analyses of local and regional news sources, accountability, and reporting. One presenter was Kareem El-Damanouri, assistant professor in the Department of Media, Film, and Journalism Studies at Denver University's College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences. He spoke on accountability and framing in news stories.
The way we define accountability journalism is the type of journalism that holds powers accountable, that provides critical information needs, that serves local communities, and that also highlights systemic issues. Those come from the concept or the understanding of journalism as watchdog. That comes from the framework of critical information need, which emerged in a report in 2012 presented to the FCC, which basically touches on 8 categories of story types that are deemed indispensable for local communities. Originality and locality. Originality is content that comes from the staff of the local news outlet rather than copy-pasting content from other outlets. And then locality, as it sounds, is touching on things occurring within the local proximity of the community that is served by the outlet rather than just focusing on urban centers or national stories. And then finally, episodic and thematic framing. Episodic is when a news story touches on a standalone case without necessarily highlighting the context. Thematic, on the other hand, it broadens the story and it highlights the context and it touches on systemic issues that are underlying.
Stephanie Snyder of Harkin Consulting led the community listening and design component of the Colorado Trust study discussed in the Colorado Media Project's Tuesday webinar. She outlined how smaller communities and their news outlets have adapted to doing more with less in the age of media conglomeration. For KVNF, I'm Kate Redmond.
The Ridgeway Secondary School is hosting a youth volunteer and career fair on April 21st to introduce middle and high school students to volunteer opportunities and potential part-time jobs in their community. The Ridgeway School District and Ridgeway Area Chamber of Commerce are inviting businesses and nonprofits to share info and meet potential applicants. Here to talk about the event are communications professional Tanya Ishikawa. Thanks for joining me, Tanya.
Hello, it's good to be here.
And Ridgeway 12th grader Emma Berwanger. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Emma.
Yeah, for sure. It's good to also be here.
Well, let me start by asking you, Emma, why are you involved in putting this on and why do you think it's important?
Our counselor had sent out an email. I think it was to just the juniors and seniors. And normally I take almost every opportunity that comes at me to get involved in the community, just because I really do believe that Ridgeway is an amazing community. And I think it's really important that we have these opportunities because living in such a rural area, sometimes it can feel like you don't have opportunities to go volunteer or have all these cool jobs. Like, you know, people even in Montrose can do. I think it's really important that all the businesses get together to interact with the youth so that we know what is open to us.
Emma, you yourself are a volunteer. Where do you volunteer right now?
So right now I'm volunteering 3 days a week at the Montrose Memorial Hospital in HR, but I'm going to be moving to the floor soon. And then previously I volunteered at the school for like middle school games. And I also volunteered for the Pinhead Institute, in which I got an internship out of as well.
You do not like to have idle hands.
No, not at all. I actually did volunteer for Weehawken as well, and I danced there. So,
Nice.
Aren't you actually also, or are you now a youth counselor with the town council?
Oh, I do that as well. Yeah, I'm on the youth council for Ridgeway as well, where we do a lot with the board and stuff. So,
well, so talk about how this career fair event is set up, given COVID concerns.
We're having everything outside with masks. Ouray County is in the green right now, and so we're allowed to have gatherings up to 175 people outside with masks. We're going to know exactly how many people are there.
So Ridgeway Chamber is co-sponsoring this event, which obviously adds some legitimacy to the whole thing in the eyes of business owners. Who are some of the companies and organizations taking part?
We have the Ouray KOA will be there, and Chipeta Lodge. The Chipeta Solar Springs Resort actually has several different kinds of jobs because they have the restaurant there, the spa, and the hotel. And they do a lot of events in the summertime, a lot of music as well. Ouray Hot Springs Pool will be there. True Grit Restaurant, Second Chance Humane Society, Voyager Youth Program, Lucky Find Consignments. We have the different law enforcement agencies that are in the area. They're going to be there, as well as the National Guard.
Is there an opportunity for other folks from different industries or other nonprofits with volunteer needs who are just now hearing this interview, can they still sign up to be part of this as well?
Certainly. If they are Ridgeway Chamber members, and we have members throughout Ouray County right now, so it's not just in the town of Ridgeway, they get to sign up for free. If they are not members already, they can either become members or they can pay a fee to attend the fair. Wednesday at noon will be the cutoff. Is that the 14th? Yeah. Will be the cutoff for registrations. And yeah, if people have questions, they can also contact me through the website.
Tanya, the Ridgeway Youth Volunteer and Career Fair on April 21st isn't a first-time event for students and also for employers and groups in search of volunteer help. It's got to feel good to be in a place where we can bring this back safely.
Definitely. The first year that we did it, it was strictly for nonprofits. I work for nonprofits as well as volunteer for them. And I always saw that, you know, they were like, where are more volunteers? And the students, or I'd go into school and teachers would be like, we don't have enough nonprofits for people to volunteer for. When in fact, you know, Ouray County has like probably one nonprofit for every 100 people in the county. So I wanted to introduce people to that. So that's how we got it going. And then we decided to add businesses as well, because we saw the value in those career experiences. And then, yes, with COVID last year, we had to cancel it only a few weeks before we did it. And that was depressing. And we'd done a lot of work, you know, trying to get it going and more businesses signing up. So now that we're back to another spring, and we're really excited to get people out there and meeting each other.
It's also not just a theoretically good idea. There have been employers and students who've made meaningful connections at this event in the past, right?
Definitely. We have definitely, a few of the employers have found part-time workers at the Lucky Find Consignments is one shop in town. And she went there not knowing what, you know, whether she would find a student. And she met students. And one of those ended up applying for a job and did work at least for the summer. I think she may have even continued on into the fall after schools because she enjoyed the job so much. And we've definitely found volunteers as well. I know for the chamber, the first fair that we did, we got some volunteers to come and help do some weeding out by the visitor center. And so that was really successful.
Well, how do businesses or organizations get registered to be a part of the fair on April 21st? The deadline, like you said, is imminent.
Yes. So they should go to ridgewaycolorado.com and then click on the news and events link, and you'll see the youth fair information there. There's a registration form right there. And if you're not ready to register, there's also my email address and you can contact me for more information.
That's Ridgeway Chamber Communication Specialist Tanya Ishikawa and Ridgeway 12th grader Emma Berwanger. The Ridgeway Secondary School hosts the 2021 Youth Volunteer and Career Fair on April 21st. More info, as she said, is at ridgewaycolorado.com. Thank you both so much for speaking to KVNF and putting this event together.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That does it for Monday's KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.